Good afternoon. Welcome to Emmett Audio. So yesterday afternoon, I asked my younger daughter when she got home from school if she would please clean up the homework desk, this long desk that we have in our dining room that the girls do their homework at, and it gets covered with their stuff. And she didn't want to do it. She said, you know, this is all my sister's stuff. It has nothing to do with me. I need to do my homework. And I said, you know, like, this is a nice thing to do for your sister. You can take 15 minutes and do it. And, you know, it's such an important compliment. Oh, cool, there's bufflehead ducks on the pond. Very cool. It's such an important compliment to kids learning to clean up after themselves, to learn to clean up after others. Right? And that idea that it's that you don't just do what's fair. That you don't just, you know, you don't just do everyone cleans up after themselves and nobody has to clean up after somebody else. That's not what you want your kid to learn. Because that's not, frankly, what leads to a happy life. At the very least, as a parent, you're going to have to take care of and clean up after your child. But hopefully you have the kind of relationship where you and your partner clean up after one another. And you don't feel resentful in your heart because you have to clean up after somebody. And at the same time, hopefully, you have the sense of responsibility to clean up after yourself. And hopefully you have the good sense to marry someone who operates that same way. And if you do, well, then you get the best of both worlds, where you mostly take care of your own messes, you also take care of your partner's messes, and the messes of people around you as a nice gesture. And they do the same for you. And that's the best way to live. Because you don't feel resentful. Because you recognize that you're getting as good as you give. And it makes you want to give more. But kids, when they're learning this, it feels to them like, well, first of all, they have to go through the phase of grasping the fact that, no, you have to clean up after yourself. But then they also need to go through the phase of, no, I'm saying you need to clean up after this other, you know, you need to clean this space up, not because it's your mess, but precisely because it's not your mess. And part of what you are learning right now is how to take responsibility for messes that are not your own. How to step up and do what the household needs, do what the people around you need, and to have that muscle, to be thinking of it. Frankly, that's a muscle that we all need to exercise throughout our lives. It's easy to get complacent as you get older, particularly if you come to resent your partner. Or if you live by yourself and don't have as many opportunities to do these things, you can fall back into a space where you do for others. And, well, and particularly if you're a parent and you never require your kids to step up and start doing for themselves and doing for you, you get resentful. It's several nights a week now when we push our chairs back from the table and tell the girls to clean up from dinner, and we walk away. Now imagine if we did the selfless parent, the self-sacrificing parent act, and did all the cooking and all the cleaning, and our kids were prioritized every time. They would just take it for granted. They would be a sponge for that. In the same way that Well, frankly, everybody takes it for granted. And that leaves them completely unprepared for how to be a good partner in a partnership, how to be a good parent to a child without feeling resentful of them. But it also keeps you, it also leads you to a place of being resentful of your child. Right? The best antidote to not feeling resentful of what your kids take and take and take from you without giving back is to require them to give back and to foster in them a sense of this is just what part of being part of this family is that you're going to help out in these ways. And I don't expect you to necessarily know how to help out, although more and more I'm saying to them, look, you got to step up and know when to help out, and you got to know when to clean up after yourself. The other day I discovered that whoever had been using the back bathroom that's attached to the guest room had not been flushing the toilet as often as they should be. And I really read them the riot act on that. I said, you must clean up after yourself. This is not okay. And they heard that. They understood it. Right? But it's not... that sense of responsibility and taking responsibility for things, even if they are not necessarily yours to take responsibility for, it doesn't come naturally to any of us. It must be fostered. It must be taught both consciously and by example and modeled for our kids. And any young people we happen to be entrusted with, if you're a student, if you're a teacher and you have students, if you just have younger people at a job, as adults, we've got to be stepping up and living this way. In order to teach the next generation how to do it too. So, one of the things that we say quite often to our kids is life's not fair, right? Tell them to do something and they'll say, that's not fair. Or somebody will get something and the other one won't and they'll say, that's not fair. And we'll say, life's not fair. And then we'll always tell them the reason why it worked out this way and point out the fact that we're very keenly aware of the injustices done to us, the unfairnesses that cut against us, but we are rarely as cognizant of the unfairnesses that are a wind at our back. You don't notice a wind at your back in the same way. And that usually quiets them down and they can appreciate the fact that goes around, comes around, but it has to come from us. It has to come from the parents to show our kids that it's not enough just to clean up after yourself. You should also clean up after other people as well. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.